Support comes from the Missouri Forest Products Association, honoring Arbor Day on April 26th, with an ongoing commitment to sustainable stewardship and conservation of Missouri's forests. ChooseWood.com.
From the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom, this is The Gateway. It's Thursday, January 30th. I'm Wayne Pratt. Ahead, some junior high students are designing the city of the future, and they are impressing some professional engineers.
This says the future's in good hands. If I had had this opportunity when I was in middle school, it would have been awesome.
St. Louis Public Radio's Jonathan All reports on the Missouri finals of the Future City Competition and the team that will represent the state at nationals. First, the headlines. Some members of the East-West Gateway Council of Governments see an opportunity to study regional governance of Lambert International Airport now that privatization is no longer being considered. More from St. Louis Public Radio's Corinne Ruff.
St. Louis has owned Lambert for nearly 100 years. These days, Mayor Lida Crewson says it's an asset everyone wants a piece of. East-West Gateway will take the next month to consider the scope of a study about how counties in the region could get involved in the airport. St. Louis Board of Aldermen President Lewis Reed says St. Louis County already gets more benefit from taxes on airport services like car rentals without the liability of its debt.
Let's take a look at how some of that additional revenue that you're receiving on an annual basis can make it back to the city of St. Louis so that we can address some of these major infrastructure issues and socioeconomic issues.
County Executive Sam Page says he's open to exploring that idea. The group could vote on issuing a study at its meeting next month. I'm Corinne Ruff, St. Louis Public Radio.
Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker has used his annual State of the State address to, quote, confront a scourge that has been plaguing our political system for too long. Pritzker's speech yesterday came one day after a former state senator pleaded guilty to taking bribes. Next week, a former state representative is scheduled to be arraigned for offering bribes to a different state senator. In response, Pritzker referred to a panel that is working to clean up state government.
People need to treat disgusting suggestions with disgust. The old patronage system needs to die, finally and completely.
The Democrat is also calling for legislation to address climate change and to start work on lowering property taxes through consolidation of local governments. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation plans to build a nonprofit organization in St. Louis. It will focus on advancing agricultural technologies. As St. Louis Public Radio's Eli Chen reports, the nonprofit would help small farmers in developing countries.
The nonprofit will be called Gates Ag One. The Gates Foundation says it will focus on speeding up the development of seeds and technologies that could help increase yields for farmers in sub-Saharan Africa and South Asia. It also aims to help growers adapt to extreme weather events brought on by climate change. The Gates Foundation has not said why it chose St. Louis, but the metro area has one of the largest concentrations of plant scientists in the world. It is home to Monsanto, which German biotech company Bayer AG bought in 2018. The foundation also funded crop research at the Donald Danforth Plant Science Center. I'm Eli Chen, St. Louis Public Radio.
The impeachment proceedings continue today in Washington. NPR's special coverage resumes at noon. On the main signal of St. Louis Public Radio, regular programming can be streamed at stlpublicradio.org. What will cities of the future look like, especially as clean water becomes harder to come by? St. Louis Public Radio's Jonathan All reports that's a problem 20 teams of middle schoolers from around the state tried to answer. One will be heading to Washington, D.C. to represent Missouri in a national competition.
Future City is an annual contest challenging junior high students to design and build a model of a city and present it to a group of judges. This year's theme was clean water and addressing the threats to urban water systems. More than 100 middle schoolers, their coaches, and parents are crowded into the atrium of the Civil Engineering Building on the campus of Missouri University of Science and Technology in Rolla. They're making last-minute fixes to their models and practicing their presentations before they carry their cities into the judging rooms. Philip North is with a team from St. Clair Junior High. He says they designed a floating city with a unique approach to desalination of ocean water.
Extend rods down into the water and then spread the semi-permeable membrane around it, and then using the tides to power this, it's clean and allows our city to have fresh water constantly.
The team from St. Thomas Middle School in Herculaneum designed a round city with a spiral river starting at the center and moving its way out to the edge. Seventh grader Caitlin Taylor says her team learned about an experimental polyethylene mesh fabric that can be used in an atmospheric water collector.
A lot of research, and we learned about this fabric, and we just thought that was really neat. And water travels easily in a spiral. We just kind of combined it and came up with this.
Taylor says the project has her thinking about a future career.
I'm interested in engineering and going into the engineering field. I'm not sure exactly what kind yet, because that's such a broad spectrum.
And that's one of the main goals of Future City, to get kids thinking about working in engineering. Christine Troyer is the gifted director in the Morgan County Schools and coaches the team from Versailles. She says extracurricular activities like this can teach students practical skills they can't learn in the classroom and spark an interest in their future.
These are things that they can apply to their interests. Just coming here and being on campus is very important for these guys to see, you know, what's out here, what they're going to be able to do.
The 20 teams all presented their cities to a panel of judges, with the winner getting a trip to Washington, D.C. to compete nationally. Melissa Peterin is a project engineer with the engineering firm Black & Veatch in St. Louis and one of the judges. She says it was hard to pick a winner, and all of the students show a lot of promise.
This says the future's in good hands. If I had had this opportunity when I was in middle school, it would have been awesome. I had other opportunities, but it seems like STEM just keeps growing, the outreach to students, you know, in science, technology, engineering, and math.
First place who will be going to D.C. is St. Clair.
The team from St. Clair Junior High won the competition with their floating city. Minutes after winning, 7th graders Philip North, J.J. Hawkins, and Cameron Tedrick are planning how they will improve at Nationals when they face questions from the panel of judges.
We came up with a lot of answers, but just condensing it down into more knowing who will answer what kind of questions will be more helpful.
But overall, your feelings right now are?
Happiness.
Happiness, overjoyed.
I'm really excited about it.
Yeah.
They won't have much time to prepare. The finals are February 15th through the 19th, with the winning team getting $7,500 for their school and each team member getting a trip to space camp. In Rolla, I'm Jonathan Aul, St. Louis Public Radio.
Our Fred Ehrlich edited that report. Shula Newman is the executive editor of St. Louis Public Radio. Music by Ryan McNeely of Adult Fur. Before wrapping up, there are plans for a new minor league baseball team in the region. The Prospect League is expanding to Alton. The team should start in the 2021 season. A name has not been chosen. A Prospect League team is slated to begin playing this coming season in O'Fallon, Missouri. I'm Wayne Pratt, and from the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom, this has been The Gateway.
Support comes from the Missouri Forest Products Association, honoring Arbor Day on April 26th, with an ongoing commitment to sustainable stewardship and conservation of Missouri's forests. Choosewood.com.